NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story.
The forecast, plenty of sunshine through today.
Perhaps we take our neighboring star, the Sun, for granted. The transformation of hydrogen into helium in the Sun yields solar energy in the form of heat and light, byproducts that sustain life here on Earth and affect the global climate. Our present-day view of the Sun can be compared to trying to make a map of the Earth just by flying an airplane around the equator. You can't get the whole picture. The Ulysses spacecraft is making an unprecedented study of the Sun from all latitudes, including overflights of its north and south poles. Miriam Foreman, with NASA's Space Physics Division from the State University of New York, works on the Ulysses project.
Ulysses is a European-U.S. collaboration between the European Space Agency and NASA. But before it was finally launched, it was renamed Ulysses from Dante's poem. In Dante's Inferno, I believe, Ulysses has traveled to the other side of the sun. And a poetic European suggested the name Ulysses for this mission finally, and so that's the name that has been adopted and has stuck.
Ulysses has taken a long trek to reach its target and is going where no other spacecraft has gone before. Launched from Space Shuttle Discovery in October 1990, Ulysses first swung by massive Jupiter. Flying by that planet, Ulysses was propelled out of what's called the ecliptic plane, that is, the plane of the orbit of Earth and the other planets. Foreman explains.
Ulysses was specifically targeted to go out of the ecliptic plane because so much of the solar activity is out of the ecliptic plane, and the Sun is very different at different latitudes in its magnetic field and in its activity and in the solar wind that it puts out. Since this solar wind over the whole sphere affects phenomena on the Earth, and because scientists, of course, were interested in studying the whole star, we wanted to be able to at last observe what the solar wind is like outside the ecliptic plane, and so it was done that way.
Beginning last June and into November, Ulysses is sweeping over the Sun's south polar region. Then, starting June into September of next year, the probe will study the Sun's north polar zone.
We'll see the whole variation of the Sun from pole to pole in a relatively brief time, and we will be able to see the whole range of solar activity in that time.
Foreman says Ulysses may well help us to literally untangle the inner and outer workings of the Sun's magnetic fields, as well as chart the gale of atomic particles ejected from the Sun called the solar wind.
In the solar equator, the magnetic fields are too strong and complicated near the surface to let the solar wind out. So the solar wind right near there sort of can't come from there. It's trapped. Either it comes from the polar regions and bends down, or these strong magnetic field regions have to kind of burp open from time to time to let it out. We don't know which it is.
Data from Ulysses has already got scientists scratching their heads, finding an unexpected waviness in the Sun's magnetic fields at high latitudes, and that cosmic rays did not increase over its poles as expected. At present, the Sun is approaching its quietest, called the solar minimum. But around 2001, Ulysses can make a solar comeback, studying the Sun at its most dynamic period, the solar maximum. Unlocking Sol's secrets will surely help us better grasp the linkage between the Sun and our Earth. Again, Miriam Foreman.
Certainly, the climate is driven by the Sun, and the better you understand how the Sun works, the more confident you are that it's going to proceed to work that way. All these things are connected. We really don't know why or what the mechanism for effect on climate is. But certainly, we're so dependent on the Sun that it's obvious that you'd want to understand the Sun as best as possible as the real boundary, ground truth for climate.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.